The bill sponsored by Republican Representative Raymond Ward would allow single-family homes to build on accessory dwelling units, allowing people to rent out their basements. Currently, cities and municipalities can restrict construction of these units. Ward says by removing these regulations, the state could solve key issues with affordable housing.
When we restrict supply and demand goes up, the cost goes up. As we scramble and twist and look at all different programs to try and solve our affordable housing problems, instead of just only thinking about how to build one more unit, it's also really important to think how to use the units that we have already invested in a way that's efficient.
By allowing homeowners the right to build on, he says it could save the government money.
Building a new unit of affordable housing, if you just pay for it straight out, costs the state about $250,000, $250,000. Whereas to a homeowner just wanting to add a kitchen to their basement and rent it out, that might be $25,000, a tenth of that cost, and they're not going to ask the state to pay for it. They're going to pay for it themselves.
The bill requires that the units be entirely inside the existing footprint of the house, and the homeowner still have to live inside the building. During a committee meeting last week, a number of council members from different municipalities brought up concerns about an increase in population, which could lead to zoning issues with water pipes, parking, and public safety. Summit County Economic Development and Housing Director Jeff Jones serves on the Governor's Commission on Affordable Housing. He says there's no doubt that there's a need for affordable housing.
Many estimates show that the state is, you know, between 45 and 50,000 units short of where we need to be. So we obviously need to increase production as well, but, you know, that production increase needs to be targeted towards the sectors that need it the most.
Jones says last month when the bill was presented to the commission, he voted against it. One of the key issues, he says, is that the bill didn't target area median income, also known as AMI.
We have cities out there like Vancouver and BC where 35% of city has accessory dwelling units, of single-family homes have accessory dwelling units. But affordability is still an issue there because those accessory dwelling units were not deed restricted to a specific AMI target.
The average earning per job in Summit County for a single-family home is around $58,000, which is almost $13,000 less than the statewide average. And almost 80% of the earnings per job fall between 40 to 60% of the AMI. Jones says the bill should have deed restrictions to make sure the accessory dwelling units are 80% of the AMI or less.
So that really ought to be our target. And it would be seem to be a shame that if we were to develop a whole bunch of housing stock that was in excess of that, we still have needs at other AMIs as well.
The other issue, he says, is that there's nothing stopping short-term rentals.
You know, if you're a property owner and you can get a greater return on investment from a short-term rental as opposed to a long-term rental, most people are going to move in the direction to where they can recover the greatest return on investment.
He says if those two issues didn't exist, he probably would have voted favorably. The bill was put on hold by the House Business and Labor Committee, but discussion will resume Monday, February 8th. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.
The legislative report on KPCW is made possible in part by the law firm of Hogan Lee Hutchinson at hlhparkcity.com.